7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, it started. Okay. That's cool, too. Alright, am I ready? Am I ready for this? Not really, but the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee! Do some beeps. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, hello. Oh, welcome. Welcome to another Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee, and the thing you immediately need to know is that I slept pretty good. A little bit too good, made up for my deficit of sleep yesterday. Maybe I slept a little bit too long because my back was kind of sore, but now it's fine. And I'm super, super sinusy today, so it's going to be another very sniffly day. And I have also just remembered that I need to take some drugs. So while I'm up here, I'm just messing around in my kitchen today. I had to deal with some of the recyclables because they were starting to take up too much floor space. Okay. I am drugged up. Oh, now what do we do? I'm looking out the window. It's very sunny. It's very still. Oh, there's a little tiny breeze over there somewhere. There's some weird bugs flying around in my backyard. Just one or two right here by the deck. Maybe we need to see what the current temperature is. So let's go over to the door so we can look out the window where the thermometer, good Lord. Yeah, no. It's 32 degrees already. Oh, and it's gonna get warmer and warmer and warmer till I melt. So we're gonna stay indoors today. Indoor day, it's gonna be super fun. Yeah, come on, let's have fun, everyone. Kind of a reach there, but, you know. I'm looking at my azalea from out here, from my kitchen window. Should we water the azalea? We probably should. I didn't water yesterday, but I can see that the dirt over there is still wet. Well, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. I don't know. We need to leave this room. We need to do some stuff, because I did more synth yesterday. After Dubious Goals Committee, I spent another probably 2.5 hours, 2.25 hours. I would say I have 3 hours in on this patch altogether. Yeah, so yesterday in the early evening and late at night and the earliest morning, I sat down a few times, about half an hour, 45 minutes at a time, working on the patch, and I started turning some knobs and adjusting things, and you know how well that goes. Then things start to change, and yeah, that's what happened. My waltz, the Florian waltz, is no longer a waltz, and it has become more of a, well, let's face it, it's an electro-goth anthem. And I kept adding things, and I don't know what got into me. Things kept getting changed, and then I was adjusting, and then once I adjusted things, then it wouldn't work with something else, and then that would get adjusted, and there was a lot of adjustments. And it got so adjusty that the original thing has been adjusted out of existence. And now we have a new thing. And I'm starting to realize that the cat is sleeping under that little kitty thing over there. And if we keep doing stuff over here in the synth zone, the cat's going to come out and start synthing us. Oh, okay, what to do, what to do. I guess we've got no other choice but to just start doing this. Is everything on? I think things are on. Let's start some synth. There's a little thing in there that I need to fix. It sounded pretty cool last night, but even last night I was thinking, no, I gotta change that. And basically what I'm talking about is the modulation that affects the main sound. You'll notice it starts mellow. And it starts to get buzzier and buzzier. And then it jumps back. The problem with that is that it doesn't quite jump back on the beat. There's some hangover. And I'm thinking that I know how to fix that, if I can remember what I did. Yeah, okay, so it's, what if instead of that we use this, and let's listen. Yeah, much better. Basically, if you couldn't tell, instead of just having that ramp up, having that modulation be a slow ramp up, I've sent it up and then back down again. So that when the progression turns around, there's no, you know, gschlank. Because we don't have gschlank. Not in this house. Like that bass is out of tune again. Oh God. Here we go again. Huh. Yeah, I was battling the tuning situation like crazy last night. Maybe I shouldn't mess with it, because as soon as I touched it last night, it caused all kinds of problems. But it sounds rough, especially right there. Should I mess with it? Should I mess with it? Okay, I'm gonna mess with it. Or maybe I shouldn't. I think I messed it up some more. Yeah, now I'm really screwing it up. All right, that's gonna have to be good enough right there. So what you've probably noticed is that we've got two melodic lines We have this arpeggio. Uh-oh, cat woke up. We have this pattern. In it, this is not totally static. If you listen very carefully, it does change. Here comes the cat. Uh-oh, walking into the synth zone.
Hi, baby. Who's a good fluffy manoopins?
Okay, so we got this, right? And this is a fun arpeggio. And it's the same thing every time. But if we throw the magic switch, yeah, now we have random melody being played into the same instrument, but a little bit higher. So, you know, this is your sort of your solo section. Then we can switch back to the verse and the chorus here. And the cat is standing right in my way, so I can't do anything.
Who's a good baby? Who's a good synth baby? Who's the fluffiest synth baby in Synth Town? It's you.
Somebody was recently elected to being the fluffiest synth baby in Synth Town.
I wonder who it was. It was this kitty right here.
Okay, so this business, this whole thing. Plus, I can do this. I wonder what it would sound like maxed out. Not that great. Oh, ow, I just got a cramp in my wrist. How does that happen? Ow. Anyway, the cat is sitting here. The cat is now trying to walk on the mixing board. What are you doing? You can't. It's too many knobs. And now I'm kind of mad that I turned the kick drum down. Let's bring that back a little bit. That's better. And what does this knob do? Right. That's that thing. Which means that's also the crash. Which isn't really a crash, it's just a snare drum. Put in the snare drum with the echo. Oh. Wrong one. Yeah, see, cats can't walk on knobs. See how your feet don't work on the knobs? Kitties don't walk on knobs. I got a cat standing on my mixing board. I can't do anything. I can't do any synth. And my cat is sniffing the modal synth. What are you doing? It doesn't smell like anything. It says, oh yes, it smells like delicious kitty spaghetti in here. All right, yeah, now the cat's trying to climb onto my lap or do something.
What are you doing, Gagoogans?
Gagoogans, don't sit there. What are you doing? Okay, I'm hampered by a cat. A cat? Why do you have your butt on my foot? I got a cat that's sitting half on my foot, half on the mixing board, and half on all the cables. And now the cat's licking my hand. Hi. Hi. Does a kitty really want to sit here? Or is the kitty just trying to get my attention? Are you trying to? I'm paying attention. That's why I'm petting you and not turning knobs. See how this works? Be a bazoogans.
Be a bazoogans.
What are you doing? Okay, so, I guess we're gonna sit here and do nothing for a minute or two, possibly longer. What are you doing? What's the kitty doing? Okay, why do I get the feeling that absolutely nothing is going to happen until we deal with the cat? So, yeah, hi, baby. What's a baby want? Luckily, I think I know what a baby wants. And what a baby wants is always kitty water. So let's get up. Oh, I still have my headphones on. This is a terrible idea. And we walk over here into the bathroom. Hi, I see you staring at your water bowl. What does that mean? Does that mean kitty want kitty water? So we pour out the old kitty water. We put the bowl back down on the floor. And we get the kitty water jug. And we pour some kitty water. That's a thirsty cat. Oh, yes. The thirstiest cat in Synth Town. Oh. Okay. Oh, and as I stand back up. Oh. All right, so what you've heard so far is a lovely music bed, right? Yay, musics. And what I was thinking is now we need a lead line that's some kind of slow strings or slow pad or something. So let me grab the other dumb baby Fisher-Price synth. Okay. Wait, move this thing first of all. Move this. Oh, I gotta remember to put a battery in that. Okay, anyway, so yeah, Fisher-Price time. Some kindergarten engineering. What sound do we want, though? Well, you know how much I love this. And I'm sure it'll work great. But, we need some stringy thing like this. This is kind of stringy, and it, that's a little cheesy. Is that too much cheese, or should we go, like, much more patty? I don't know. Let's just give it a shot and see what we got. Let's go rock and roll. Go. I said go. Note am I supposed to play right there?
you get the idea.
Time it is. It's time to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Synth Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tub. See you tomorrow. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yeah. The people.